do I put the talus over my head when davening? So over here we have two things. Number one, what is the ultimate atifa? Atifa means the when one envelops oneself in a talus. There's a mitzvah of atifa. So there's three different. There's two different levels. One level is when you actually make the bracha, and there's certain laws according to different customs exactly how you make the bracha. According to our custom, you know, we have to cover the talus is to cover our eyes, like we say in Hayomim, not the mouth, but certainly the eyes, and we hold all the tzitzis one, you know, two in our left hand, and the ones over here we envelop on through the left side, and that's called the Atifa of Ishmaelim, and then we can wear it regular. The question is, when you wear it regular, what's the better way to do it, over the shoulders or over the head? There's a machlekes about it. The opinions in Poskim, and Alter Rebbe talks about it, the Tzemach Tzedek talks about it, the Vilna Goyen talks about it, what is whether or not the ultimate atifa is dafka with the talus over your head and is better. And in most cases, it did become a custom that it's better to wear a talus over the head. And especially when we daven, you know, the main part of davening. In other words, I saw some people, you know, already towards the end, Oleinu L'Shabeach, they would put it over the shoulders. The Rebbe davened everything with a over his head. He never ever davened even one tefillah without talus over his head. The Friedrich Rebbe, at a certain point, he did also the different opinions in Kabbalah. He did wear one particular point of davening where he put over his shoulders, very small part of davening. But for us, obviously, over the head is better. And over, you know, especially when we say, you know, from Sukkah to Zimra and Shmoneh Esrei and so on and so forth, that's for sure. This part is talus over the head, yes?
In Israel, the Kohanim blessing is done every day, and you know usually you wear the talis to cover your head, but because you do it every day, I've seen that people look out.
Correct. That's already something that we don't look at it, but there's no chiyuv for other people don't wear talis to put on talis during Birkas Kohanim. We only do it once in the blue moon, so for us, it's a custom either to wear a talis or for those not wearing talis to go under somebody else's talis. In Israel, it's an everyday thing, so those who don't wear talus, don't dafka put on a talus during the time, but they, you know, put their head down a little bit and look down. There are some, according to some customs, I know that the Briskerov, if I remember correctly, he didn't wear the talus over his head when they blew the shofar, because he believed that you could hear it better when you don't, you know, when you don't wear it over your head. And maybe also for Shema, I have to look up the minhag, but for sure for some reason, because he wanted to hear what he's saying. So when he was saying Shema, he also didn't wear over the head. And Rabbi Avadi Yosef, he didn't wear most of the time talus over his head, from what I've seen. But generally, the custom is among, certainly among Ashkenazi Jews and most Sephardi Jews, that it's better to wear a talus over the head during davening. Apart from the fact that it's, according to many opinions, it's a better atifa, which means it's a more of a, according to more opinions, considered to be wrapping the talus or in being enveloped in the talus. On top of it, two other reasons. We have a custom that we try to wear two coverings when we daven, and people who don't have a talus, they wear a hat, and those who don't have, who wear talus, they don't wear hats, so it's better to put talus over the head. And also, it's conducive to concentration, to kavana. People know that when talus over the head, it's somehow the kavona is it's an extra thing to add to kavona.